person has a mekar, doesn't have a mum, and he wants to give it to the kohen. The kohen says, I don't want to be bothered with it. There's a whole complication to deal with it until it gets a mum. The kohen has to take it because it always looks like he's mizbazah, disgracing the matan skuna. From Mokam Yisrael, also, loy litne le kohen kidei lak mita linkom imeno. You want to get the kohen upset, and you have to give him one of these messiahs to deal with. That's also not proper. The kohen knows the guy's giving it to him just to get the kohen upset, he doesn't have to take it. And the Pasha Yisrael says, Yochel Limkos of Hemel, the Goy Kodim Shri, Yodel Limokho, and the Koyin Tzor Lekabel, as a Vecho, Ela, who be Asmi, Tatu, Bo, Yach, Ipo, Vomum, Be Yosef, Mele Koyin. Certainly nowadays, this whole Shaila should not come up, because there are ways of making a partnership with the Goy, so that the offspring will not have this Kedusha, because it's very hard to shame around the Kedusha. So if the owner of it was Peshaya, and he didn't do what he had to do, and now he wants to give it to the Kohen, and also the Kohen doesn't have to accept it because the owner should be more careful that he shouldn't have the fires in his.